Why? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. Why? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit. Why? Now pop the cork and spin the Vega and get hit. What?
You are tuning into the For Profit Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Haven B. Here with the God, JD.
Yo, Haven B, how we doing, my man?
Ham and egg.
It's like breakfast out here. Back
in this bitch again.
Yes, sir. Yeah, pretty good weekend, huh?
Yo. Absolutely amazing. Bro.
I don't even know what to say. I still don't. I watched it for the first time today, this afternoon.
Woo! Baby girl, I know.
Yeah, man. It was, man, I watched it for the first time today, and honestly, I got truth. I tweeted out, like, dude, it was stressful just watching it, knowing what the fuck happened. I couldn't imagine what I'd be just like sitting on the couch and actually like watching. When JT made that putt, you probably would never hear from me again. Like, that was wild, bro. That was wild.
Morikawa, he showed me
that was crazy.
I ever wanted to see out of a guy who needed to make something happen.
Yeah.
When he needed to make something happen. You know, we hear all the time with these guys, you know, they're coming down the stretch and just like
do something.
Well, you don't have faith in certain guys. It's like, and you know, up until that point, we had saw some flashes of weakness.
For sure.
You know, the guy's consistency is what it is. You know, I thought he's gonna, you know, there's a chance if this doesn't go the right way. He's just, you know, new Kuchar. You know,
who knows? Yeah, you can't go two playoffs and lose. But I mean, that display of iron game and the last round in general, but then even down the stretch, man, like. It's hard to say Tiger shit because, I mean, Tiger is a whole other world of golfer. But in terms of ball striking down the stretch at, like, a big golf tournament, which, I mean, I would say it's a big golf tournament. It's Jack's place. It doesn't matter if it's not Jack's tournament or not. It's still Jack's place. Against JT, I mean, God, man, that's – in my opinion, that golf course, JT is the number one golfer in the world in that course particularly because he's the best – him and Morikawa are the best iron players. So it's kind of like new guard who's, like, you know, new and then old guard who's not old. Because in my opinion, those two guys, not even close. They're far away. Maybe Adam Scott gets into the iron play discussion. But to me, it's like those two dudes are so far ahead. And just to see, I mean, that putt that JT made was unreal. And let's just put all notions aside that fans don't matter. Because did you see how fucking pumped JT got when he made that? Like, he was flowing. Like, I mean, this shit, I mean, there's the fans don't get – they're feeling that shit. I thought it was amazing. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. It was a crazy week. It was just a nuts week, no doubt.
It's still $1.2 million on the line.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, fans, I mean, okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's get this check real quick. If you know what I'm saying.
No doubt. Well, I mean, I think JT's definitely playing for more than checks at this point. Like, he's playing to be one of the best ever, bro. Like, ever. Right? Like –
that's 1.2 mil.
No, no doubt. No doubt. No, you're right. To me, here's the thing. We just needed to see something from the putter from Morikawa just a couple times, and we knew that this was going to happen. That putt in the playoff hole, after seeing JT drop a bomb, I would have just probably given my putter and walked off. The dude comes up, stone cold, boom, flags irons, boom. I mean, it was so fucking sick, dude. It was crazy. It was crazy. His iron play all week was just insane. I don't know. That's my son. What are we talking about? My guy, man. Let's go. Oh, it was so sick. Oh, my God. I was on the golf course the whole time, and it was a good thing I was.
I got a surprise for you.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Okay, we got a new one.
Marga. Marga. Thank you for winning and not choking in the clutch. You're the most consistent player on tour and James's son.
Oh, that's a first and last. That's the longest drop ever. No, it was cool, man. I could talk all day about this shit. The thing that matters the most is the two unit fucking head to heads went absolutely ham. 5-0 on those. Let's get into it. Where did we go right? Where did we go wrong? Let's go.
Hold on.
Oh, wrong one. Come on, man. You've been so solid. Damn it. There we go. I'm done fading Ricky Fowler. I'm done.
Yeah, he's shown that the swing chains have kind of clicked in, and you know we might be getting a good number on him now if we're not fading him anymore. You might be getting against certain people like
we're talking head to head,
like Fowler over Leishman. Like if that starts coming up, maybe I don't know.
Well, you're not betting him to win a golf tournament though.
Oh no.
Okay.
Hole in one.
Oh God, that was the worst. That shit was over early, bro. I thought we spent a whole segment capping that out. I thought we were money. We laid the juice. We're fucking terrible. Look, guys, that's a new segment. We have never tried to cap this. We're just fucking talking out of our ass. So don't blame us. It's just a fun bet. Especially should never be even remotely close to your head-to-head unit. So just throw that out there right now in terms of the stake. Yeah, that wasn't good. The where we were right, can we talk about that? Or do we already do that? We pretty much already did that.
Where we were right.
Yes. Everything else. Let's just say everything else. It was the best golf tournament I've ever had in my handicapping career. In terms of full profit, like, again, if you take into account the fact that my head-to-head stakes are a lot higher, which I've talked about on this podcast a lot, I've never had a better week in my entire life. That's cool.
I got something for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. More drops?
That was a hard-fought victory. You now have more victories than missed cuts.
Let's go! Oh! How'd you get? You pulled that? Are we violating some copyright shit with that? You sure we're good? We're gonna get shut down, bro.
especially in the last third and sudden death. And you know, I just knew, you know, how to go low. You know, Justin wasn't gonna give it to me. He was fighting throughout the entire day. You know, even though it's with those two bogeys at the beginning, and I just wanted a chance coming down the stretch. You know, gave it.
Keep talking, baby.
I'm excited right now. I'm so happy. Good.
Big time plays and big time putts to get it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Really good, Amanda. It was really good.
Amanda. Woo, Amanda is a fox,
bro. Oh my God, dude. She needs to get Nick Fowler the fuck out of there.
Y'all sleeping on Amanda, bro.
Oh my God, she's badder than bad.
Amanda Baleonis.
Yeah. I need more Amanda in the golf coverage. But anyways, okay. I mean, I don't know. That's it. We're good. I don't know what else to say, man. That was a fucking amazing, crazy weekend. The funny thing is probably the least amount of golf I've watched all week. I was down in San Diego, played Torrey Pines, pretty fun. Played Del Mar Country Club, pretty fun. Yeah, didn't watch anything. So maybe I'm just not going to watch anymore. I'm just going to look at the numbers and not watch golf. Is that a good idea or no?
You do it, dog. You know what? It speaks for itself. The guy, you know, you're probably more of a numbers guy than I am.
Bro, I watch a lot of golf. That was my 1 week off, bro. I'm gonna go down to San Diego. I'm gonna play golf with my boys. We're playing country clubs. You gotta have a little time to yourself, you know?
Yeah, I ain't. Well, it'd be Monday through Wednesday for me, dog. Just too many opportunities that come about during golf tournaments where I have to be like, oh,
be on it.
Look at this.
No doubt. No, I get it. I watch all the replays. I watch. It's just not live. They end up getting watched every round. But okay, should we move on? We, course recap.
Yeah, well,
a course preview.
It's the same course, everybody.
Red alert.
same course.
It's important to note that it is going to play hard. It should play faster, and it should play thicker rough, and it should play harder greens. Right, faster, harder greens.
Yeah, boy. I mean, I do have a couple of surprises for you this week.
Okay. We have a drop? Do we have a drop?
Tiger time.
Oh, I love it. The GOAT. Oh, my God, bro. I'm so fucking excited for this. Okay, there is something important to talk about before Tiger comes. Okay, this golf tournament is basically a major. Like, there's no, like, in terms of the field, bro, like, it's better than majors. It's like, it's unreal how good this field is. I follow this guy on Twitter. He doesn't follow me back. Totally fine with that. Where the fuck? I retweeted this shit today. Okay, here we go. I always give credit where credit is due, at VC606. This, and he's like a official world golf ranking guy, which, I mean, the world golf rankings literally can go suck my dick because those things are fucking terrible. But here's what he has for this. 2020 Memorial, this is a quote, is set to break all the world golf ranking records. The strongest regular PGA Tour event ever. Ever. So that's non-WGC, right? Non-major. Ever. First regular PGA Tour event with a strength of schedule greater than 800. So by these ranks, it's not even close. The 800s are not even, like, nothing's even remotely close. Stronger than any playoff event. Stronger than the last 8 Masters, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think
this is huge.
It's one of those tournaments that has the extra, what is it, like, credentials? Like, you get like 5 years or something. Like,
you know? Yeah. If you win this, you get the 3-year exemption on tour. It's an invitational, right? So normally it's 2. If you win this, you get 3, and then it's also an invitational. So there's only like 130 players, but pretty much anyone in the top 100 can just come play. More or less.
The big tournament.
Big one. So, Tiger.
Tiger time.
Drop it again. I love
it. Tiger time. Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Oh, my God. He's back, man. The crazy thing is how many new listeners have we had? Honest to God, truth. Between, and let's just be honest with people. How many new listeners have we had from the start of COVID to what we're talking about right now? Download wise, we're at least double, right?
The 2K mark,
right? So we're pushing 2K, which is great, and thank you all for listening. But I don't even, the percentage of you who are listening now who have never experienced a Tiger Woods golf tournament is, I would say, probably at least a third of you guys.
That's gonna be interesting from a fan perspective, by the way.
Oh,
they don't have to worry about the wake anymore. Now that I used to make a little keynote here. I used to make some money fading those guys playing with Tiger, but also the guys behind. Behind
for sure. Well, both
in the head.
Yeah, because they all fucking start conglomerating around the greens,
bro. It used to be
that was easy money.
You like stealing, especially like a younger guy.
Oh hell yeah, because they get all frustrated. Even now, it's like. It's still Tiger Woods. So we have to talk about Tiger, obviously. Here we go. I'm just going to bring his number up. We're going to jump the gun here. Tiger Woods gets his own segment because he's the greatest golfer of all time. Don't you give me any of that Jack Nicklaus shit, you old fucks, because that's not even fucking – if you're telling me Jack is better than Tiger, you're like 50 and you're dumb and you don't have any fucking clue what you're talking about. I have plenty of stats. Tiger's the greatest. He's the GOAT. So don't give me that shit. I hate talking to my fucking old dudes at the country club who are like, oh, no, Jack. I'm like, motherfucker, black people can't even play golf when Jack was playing, so shut the fuck up. So anyways, that's my rant. And so here we go. I bet Tiger. How often do I bet Tiger, Haven? Do we ever bet Tiger?
Well, he's coming in with no starts, and the number is actually visually appealing.
26?
Hey, look.
Bro.
That's going to be – I guarantee that's going to be the most bad prop. And it makes sense because the book's like, okay, nothing else is going on. We need action. Let's put a decent Tiger number up for
– Okay. I don't think you're wrong there. Here's what I will say is why this number is wrong, because I actually make him a lot less. Like, a legit – like, I'm not just betting Tiger to bet Tiger. Like, I don't really give a fuck. I never bet Tiger. All my plays are posted on the fucking internet. How often is Tiger on my card? Never. Here's the thing. We've seen him, what is it, 5 times basically in the last 6 months. Hang on. I'm going to look this shit up right now. We haven't seen him a lot. Again, I understand that. We saw him at the Zozo in October, the President's Cup, the Heroes, the Farmers, and the Genesis. 5 times since October. Of those 5 times, he was the best golfer in the entire field twice. Because if anyone watched the President's Cup, you know he was unbelievable. Like, he was flagging everything. Like, it might have been a little short, might have been a little long. He carried his own team, obviously. He was the best player in the whole field. And he won the Zozo. Zozo, is that what the fuck? I don't know. Zuzu, Zozo, whatever. Won that. What's that?
Great.
Great. So, and again, a fourth at his term at the Hero, which is, you know, it's a glorified pitch and putt, so whatever. And then a ninth at the Farmers, which is, that's a legit golf tournament. Torrey Pines, a tournament he's won. So it's like, where, we don't know what the fuck he's been doing for the last 5 months. I get it.
Putting bay in his house.
Just, he left us as one of the best iron players in the world last we saw him at the end of the year. He didn't play much, but at the Memorial here last year, he gained 5.5 strokes on approach. At the U.S. Open, didn't play great, gained 5 strokes on approach. I mean, we're looking at a guy who's still one of the best iron players in the world. And again, this golf course, let's just say this right now, if you can't gain 7 strokes on approach, you're not going to win this fucking tournament. You can't. Like, if you're backing a guy, he better be able to gain 7 strokes on approach. Because if he can't, he's not winning. Just look at the winners. It's fucking simple.
You don't know the biggest corollary to this course, actually, from strokes gained. It's pretty crazy.
What's that?
It's strokes gained around the green, actually.
No, it's approach, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
No, it's approach. It's not even close. You're wrong. Bro, I have it right here. I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy. It's crazy talk. So the winners all time here have gained – the winners have gained, on average, 1.8 strokes per round on approach. They've gained 0.47 around the green. No, it's approach. This is a second shot golf course.
How many times has Tiger won?
5.
That's a big reason why.
Yes, because he's the best iron player ever to grab a goddamn golf club. Yes. So, and again,
he was the best at everything, honestly. So, like,
he's not the best driver ever, but, like, you know,
this is what I'm saying. Take on the Tiger courses, you know, the ones he like crushes Firestone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With a little grain of salt as well. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying he skews
to a certain extent.
You know, when they talk about stats like players with a 3-shot lead go on, you know, 40% of the time. Well, how many of them were Tiger? Like,
of course. You know, like, he never loses. I understand that.
Like, so just with a slight bit of caution, please.
Okay. I'm going to push back on this just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because I've already done this exercise, so I know how this ends up. I'm going to go through the last 3 years,
okay,
at Memorial, right? So assuming they the same difficulty of the greens, same difficulty of the rough, listen to this shit in terms of the top 4 in stroke gain approach, okay? This is going to be a little numbersy, but just fucking sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Last year, Cantlay, 7.5. Adam Scott, 12. Keimer, 6. Streelman, 9. Strokes gained on approach. Those are your numbers. That's absolutely fucking insane.
Keimer won here? Oh, my God.
No, he didn't win. No. I'm talking about that was the top 4 from last year. Okay? Top 4 from 2017. Shit, I skipped 18. Doesn't matter. Duffner, 11. Lahiri got 2nd. Gained 8. Ricky Fowler, doesn't count. Whatever. Gained 3. Fine. Little outlier. Justin Thomas gained 7. Like, listen to this shit. It's what? Like, you have to gain 7 or more. Like, you just have to win. If you're betting on a guy who can't gain 7 strokes on approach, you're fucking losing it.
Okay. Strokes gained around the green is important, and I think it should be the determining factor between who you're going to go with. Like, who you're actually – like, you're going to have some flips up there of who you like, and I'm telling you, that needs to be your deciding – because, dude, I watched the tournament. And brother, around these greens,
it's tough.
It's
there's some lies.
There's
some lies.
There's water. You know what I'm saying? With you hit one of them bad shots, it's like a drop shot.
There are some lies. I guess my point is, when you're starting to look at this golf tournament, if your guy cannot gain 6-7 strokes on approach, throw him out. He can't win. Right. That's my point.
Okay,
is that fair?
No argument.
All right, let's go. Let's get into this shit. Wait, Tiger. Bet Tiger, motherfuckers. Bet Tiger.
We going to the top of the board?
Yep, let's go.
Top of the board. Golfers, top of the board.
All right, here we go. DeChambeau, 10. JT, 11. Rory, 14. Cantlay, 13.5. DJ, 16. My son's 20. Oh, man. That guy is just so – he's balls deep in
on the something. The Bryson train.
What do you think about him this week?
Oh, tickets ready.
Everyone says this is not for him. They've been saying this forever. I think it's so stupid. Of course it's for him. What the fuck are you talking about?
This guy is the number one player in the world. I haven't seen
– it's so crazy to me.
So he's going to drive – okay, so this is a par 69 for Bryson, basically. Because he can drive He can drive – I forgot the hole. But he can drive the drivable part because Hideki drove it with a driver. So
that means, yeah, it's 16, right? 16. Morikawa drove it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he can get there with 3 wood, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. Every par five, which most of these guys aren't. Even JT's laying up on par fives, by the way.
Irons.
You see JT laying up on par fives? Like, he lays up on two of the four par fives.
Boy.
People are so stupid. If your golf tout is telling you that Bryson can't do well here, he's a fucking idiot. Because guess what? Bryson's already won here. Like this is like if he has to tone it back and play the golf course like the fucking, you know, the old dudes, the gray hairs want, he'll just do that. That's fine. But what he's going to do is he's going to take out his fucking driver and he's going to hit it dead straight and he's going to be super short into all these holes because he didn't give a fuck. I think it's insane that people think this won't work. I made that mistake, bro, and we both did. We thought Colonial wouldn't work for him. We thought Harbortown wouldn't work for him. Well, I mean, you didn't think that? I thought, I was like, oh, he's not going to hit driver.
I agree.
And then guess what happened? He just hits driver everywhere. Like, what the fuck? And here's the thing. Here's the thing about Bryson that people don't understand. Like, if you're new to golf, and a lot of new listeners right now think that he is just all about his long game. Couldn't be further from the truth. Listen to this motherfucking shit. Won the Rocket Mortgage, gaining 8 strokes putting. Got 6 of the Travelers, gaining 5 strokes putting. That's back-to-back. The dude is one of the best putters on tour. And that's a fact. You can't deny that. He just also happens to be the best driver on tour. And at the Heritage, he gained 6 strokes on approach. At the Schwab, he gained 5 strokes on approach. So what the fuck? He could beat you in any way. With any club. It's so crazy to me that people think this is a work for him. So stupid. So stupid.
Yeah.
So he should be the favorite.
Yeah. Bryson, I wouldn't be shortchanging Bryson. The number.
Hell no.
You know what? And I think we need to recalibrate what a short number for Bryson is. Because
I love 10. Honestly, got truth. 10 to me, this guy is just so much better at everything right now. I don't know. I'm not betting him at 10. I'm certainly – I mean, if you want to fade him in a head-to-head, I would love to hear it. That's just wild to me. And again, no offense if that's your angle, but, bro, like, I just told you he gets it done in every single way, shape, and form. Why are you – I mean, to me, that's just wild, bro. Like, the guy is – he's the best player. Fifth, listen to this shit. 5th, 2nd, 4th, 3rd, 8th, 6th, 1st.
It's ridiculous.
What do you want? And he's a worker. I don't know. I'm not fading him. And I think he should be the favorite. He probably shouldn't be 10. He probably should be 7.
It's a fair number. If you're obviously, we're not big favorites. Because when you hit it, it didn't take any talent. And if you keep betting them, then you're going to – I think over the year, you got to lose. What is it? I would say once every, 20 tournaments or something, the favorite wins?
But the problem is he's, like, the best putter of any favorite we've had in a long time. Because normally it's, like, DJ, Rory, JT, guys who don't get it done with the flat stick. Like, this guy can be the best putter in any given week. That's the difference, in my opinion. Why I actually would think about betting him at 10. I didn't.
I'll tell you what I'd rather do. Bet him first-round leader.
Could go low.
That's what I would rather do. And you're going to get a better number.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, JT, what do you think about JT this week? And guys, let's just preface this right now. We're treating this as a major pod. So you're going to sit back and relax. If you're on your commute, this is going to be like an hour and a half, 2 hour pod. Like, we're going to go hard at this bitch because this is the biggest tournament we've had since we started this shit. And again, we went over the field earlier. So just sit back, relax, because we're going to break down a lot of fucking golfers this week.
We're going down the hole.
Yes, sir. So, JT, how does he bounce back?
That was a gut. That was a.
Oh, that's brutal.
That was a rib shot, bro.
Hey, you know that you taught me this classic fade spot.
Yes.
Playoff loss.
It's a double. I'm gonna explain to you the double whammy.
Okay.
Okay. Remember this. Finau, Phoenix.
Yeah. Yes.
Leader.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Got to 18. Gave up the booty.
All of it.
Lost to Webb.
Who just made birdies.
And the last time I had supreme faith in Tony Finau, by the way.
Well, you're not losing faith in Justin Thomas.
I understand. I'm just telling you. Now, we have a classic spot. JT.
Yeah.
Had a three-shot lead on Sunday, which many will forget.
Mm-hmm. He did.
As number one in the world talent.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Morikawa came back, got in that ass like a G-string. Gave him the haymaker. Cost him, I don't know, about $500,000.
He cares a lot more about that win than he does about the 5K. I guarantee it.
Whatever, dog. I tell you, every time somebody says it.
Yeah, you're like, you don't even know. You don't know what the fucking 500 take K to you. You're right.
I don't see them just dropping 500K on the ground. Right?
Good point.
Don't tell me that made anything.
That's a fucking plane. It's not a plane. That's like a boat. But anyways, yeah. So, okay. So what do you think then? You think he's going to bounce back? Because I actually think he will. I think he's one of the – I think he is so elite that I think he can bounce back and win this shit.
I would like to know who he's up against.
Head-to-head-wise?
I'm not going to bet him.
No, we're not betting him outright. I mean, come on. We don't really fuck with the top of this market ever. That's not how we roll. All right, he's a slight – I'll tell you right now, we're going to get into some head-to-heads, but we might as well fit this in now. Slight favorite over Thomas – or, excuse me, over Rory. A little bit bigger favorite over Cantlay, minus 26. And him and DeChambeau are – pick 'em.
Cantlay is a top 10 machine. Golly.
Even when he sucks, he gets top 10.
He was what we think Kuchar is.
Oh God, that's not even saying. Okay, so can we bury JT? I think he's either going to win or he's missing the cut.
You got to put your foot down. That's one thing I'm defending. I'm not always right, but at least I put my foot down. I'm fading JT. He had a three-shot lead.
Whoa.
I am. I don't think this is a good spot.
Wait, so are you going to take Rory as a little slight dog to him?
Rory McIlroy shouldn't be a dog to anybody, in my opinion.
Okay. Don't disagree with you. Don't disagree.
How many times in our lives?
Oh, God. That's one of our biggest money makers.
Rory as a dog.
Oh, my God. We've literally – that is – we bludgeoned that shit.
Unless he's hurt, which
– I mean, Rory as a dog is a joke normally, but he's been awful. Not by Rory standards. He's been awful generally, but – okay. Interesting. Okay. I think he is so good that he can – he's the guy who's going to be pissed – bounce back, and he's going to be right there. That's my thought.
The two tournaments before this.
What's that?
What's JT's last?
Oh, he missed a cut.
So JT was shit literally 2 weeks ago. He has one good tournament. Now he's JT who's
– No, because this – it's not as simple as that. This golf course rewards – the best ball striker in the world. And JT has an argument for being that right now. The best iron player in the world. Yes. JT might be that. I don't think we can – I mean, it might be – it's either it's JT Morikawa or Tiger Woods is old dead corpse. Like, it's one of those three guys right now, like, in my opinion. He gained 9 strokes on approach last week, bro. Like, that's what you have to do.
I'm going to get Rory McIlroy as a dog. I'm just
– I understand. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I love it. Let's go. I love it. And that when we talk about Rory, that's enough about Rory too. It's like if Rory's a dog, fine. Rory's approach numbers have been terrible, but Rory's the kind of guy, flip, gone, gains it, houses the field. Cantlay.
I love it.
I love Cantlay this week.
I love it.
Yeah. He's a bet for me. I have him at 14, I think. Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about his shitty performance early in the week. The fact that he went low as fuck on Sunday, he hasn't been playing much. I mean, he just – his game fits this course perfectly. He's an iron player, and he's a putter. That's what you need here, those two things. So, I love Cantlay. Are you jumping on Cantlay?
Love. Love you, Cantlay. Yes.
Dustin Johnson, honestly, got you. It's crazy that we got him when he won. I'm looking back right now. What the fuck? That was wild. He won, and we got him, man. Where the fuck is he?
28.
Is that what it was? 28. Man,
gave us a little heartbeat there.
Wait, what the hell is it? I don't even have it in my place. What the fuck? Okay, I'll fix that later. 28, man. That's crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's crazy. So we got him at 28. Now he's at 15. I've not been at 15.
No. Negative.
But I will tell you what I'm doing. This might be a two-unit play. I haven't decided yet. But Dustin Johnson is still one of the elite iron players in the world. And he was in his peak, and he still is now. Let me just go over DJ's. Let me get some shit on DJ here, because I'm about to go.
He is one of those confidence guys.
When he gained six strokes on approach at the Travelers, I'm well documented. The guy can gain. I mean, he gained at the Players a couple of years. I mean, he gained 10. So he has the capability of gaining whatever he wants. I think he's going to absolutely fucking house John Rahm.
Yeah, you're not a fan of this guy.
Bro, let's talk about this dude.
I know what you're saying. John Rahm, your affinity for John Rahm.
Okay. No, I'm not fading him on courses where he can bomb and gouge, where he can just hit wedges and make like 30-footers because he's a great putter. He can't hit irons.
4.3 at Travelers. He gained half a stroke at Heritage.
He can't hit irons. The guy's above average, if not average, iron player, man.
He's definitely not elite, I will say that.
I'm really taking a stand there, Haven.
He's not from an iron standpoint.
He's not even close to elite. He's like I don't even know if he's above average.
I just remember an older PGA Tour guy just telling me, look, man, if that driver's working and you can putt, you're going to have a nice career and being a leader, two different things.
I think you're absolutely right. And that makes his floor higher than almost any other golfer, because he's going to hit fairways and he's going to make putts. But when we're talking about the elite guys, he has no fucking chance, man. He has no chance, dude. Like, he gained four strokes on approach in the last tournament. He gained three and a half of them on Sunday. So he's basically breaking even before Sunday. I don't see it. If I can get DJ, DJ is a dog to Rahm right now, bro.
Yeah, I need to be marking. Go ahead. So I have established that I'm taking Rory over Thomas.
Rory over Thomas, that's fine. I mean, this is a play for me. I'm taking DJ over Rahm at +110 or +111. You kidding me? That's crazy. That's shit's crazy. I don't understand that. I don't have as many head-to-heads as I did last week, but that's this stupid.
DJ over Rahm.
Yeah, over Rahm. Yeah, 100%. And again, you don't have to mark it down because it's in my card. Like, I'll be putting that out. Colin Morikawa at 20-1 is absolutely fucking stupid. That is not right. I love my son more than any of you people listening right now. That is my guy. We had a breakthrough this week. I told you guys that he was going to go home, hang out with his girlfriend that I really approve of. It was going to rejuvenate him. This is all, I mean, hey, this shit's in the archives, boys. Go back. And he was going to rejuvenate. He's going to be ready to go. And you know what? Him at 33, his dad approves of 33-1. I don't approve at 20. There's no fucking way. That's a stupid number. He is not 20 here. He's not 20 in this field. Imagine him shorter than Webb Simpson, than the greatest golfer of all time, than – Brooks Koepka, a multi-major winner. I love my – Xander Schauffele, who's won how many times on tour?
Five?
Yeah. like, what are we even? Daniel Berger has more wins. Like, his number this week is absolutely insane. Stay away. Do not bet him in head-to-heads because he probably hasn't slept. I know I wouldn't. I can't imagine he has. So, stay away from my son.
Crazy.
That is my advice.
Crazy stat. He has more wins than cuts missed.
Wow.
I don't think we'll – what are the odds? I mean, we'll just put a minimum on it. Like,
we'll see it again. That's not that crazy.
30 starts?
I mean, it's been since Tiger since we saw it, so I think that's pretty wild. Bro. Has Hovland missed any cuts on tour?
I think he has. But he missed like one, though.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, that crew is crazy, though. And the, you know, I mean, and again, when everyone first came out, I said Morikawa was going to be the best. He's still going to be the best. That's my son. So, man, what a weekend. I still can't believe it. Hovland. Okay, so I'm like, let's go to the next group. We got Rahm. We already talked about Rahm. I'm never betting him ever in this golf course. I'll bet him at certain golf courses, not here. Hovland, Webb Simpson, Tiger Woods, Decky, Brooks. What do you got, Haven?
I am all over Webb Simpson. Oh, my God.
What a wrong price.
Literally.
It's a wrong price.
What is he, 40?
No. He's 25.
Bro, Webb Simpson.
Unbelievable.
Arguably the best golfer in the world 2 weeks ago until JT all of a sudden came back and DJ came back. Webb Simpson was an absolute world beater. What are we looking at here for Mr. Simpson?
No, but Haven, how many guys have won twice this year?
Just him.
That's it?
Short list.
Dynamo. This is insane. Why isn't he a favorite?
Let's look at this. Strokes gained tee to green, busting ass at Robert at Rocket Mortgage, RBC Heritage 7.2. Approach, boom, 4.6.
Everything you want.
Everything that you want to see. Great iron. I don't think distance is a huge issue here.
Nope, it's not.
He can hit that little trundling, bumbling draw right off the bat. And it's good because he got, you know, he's gotten focused because of what happened at what is that? Was that Rocket Mortgage? The one where
he he kind of faded at the end. That's fine. Can't win them all, man. It's hard. Golf is hard. Bro, let's just go with this. Gained 4.6 strokes on approach at the Rocket, gained 5.7 approach at the Heritage. You know what you need to do here? Gain strokes on approach. Motherfucker gained 7.5 on approach at the waist. Game five at the Sony the week before. Why is this guy even priced? Like, this is insane.
Listen, he's priced that way because of recency bias, which is why we get some great numbers in golf. It's like the books.
Victor Hovland has competed down the stretch at one golf tournament in his entire life. And that was last week. He's playing 6 weeks in a row as a rookie. Why is he the same price as Webb Simpson, a multi PGA Tour winner, a major winner, and a guy who fits this profile of the fits the profile of this golf course perfectly? Absolutely insane. My son, Colin Morikawa, should not be even really remotely close to Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson should be 15. Let me see what I make him. I probably make him I make Webb 16.
Is he on a head-to-head this week?
They wouldn't give us Rahm, motherfuckers. If there's a Rahm Webb head-to-head, it's not quite a drone, but it's a bet. Oh, we got one? We got a drop? No?
Oh.
Nope.
We got a bogey at 12 o'clock. Wrong strike.
If you can find it, though.
Not there. No, it's not even that, but I love the drop. Tiger and Xander, who I love. So they've really fucked up with the web thing. If you have a web out head-to-head that's not Tiger X, DM us, because I'm almost guaranteeing I'm playing that shit, because that's just wild to me. Okay, let's move. Decky.
Web X, you said?
Web X. Yeah, I'm not betting against X, dude. I have an outright on X. Fuck that. I think X is mispriced, too.
Yeah,
I guess his win equity is insane. Like, head to head is one thing, but like, he can win.
I guess he's like the same, he's in the same spot Morikawa was.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, Decky 26. That's stupid. He'll never win here.
He has won here. What are you talking about?
Current Decky will never win here.
Oh, current Decky. Okay, excuse me.
He can't. This dude cannot putt. This is the same shit I was talking about last week. I don't want to do another rant. Do I need a rant about Decky? Do I need a rant?
Don't want a rant now.
Listen, guys. If you lose 2.5 strokes putting, 2.3 strokes, 5.2 strokes, and 6 strokes in your last 4 tournaments, you will never win a golf tournament. And then when you did gain, it was 0.7. And then after that, 3.5 loss, 1 full stroke loss, 0.02, 3.5 strokes loss. Oh, my God. Imagine this guy being bet outright. If your tout is telling you Decky's going to win, just hang up the phone, cancel the subscription, get the fuck out of there because you're losing your money. This is wild. So he has no fucking chance to win.
So, bottom line.
Contender or pretender?
Decky is a pretender. Now, am I fading him in head-to-heads? Probably not because he's such a good ball striker that he's like a guaranteed top 30, but he cannot win ever.
Okay. All right.
Brooks can win.
Bro, I am on the – bro, this was also very lucrative, and we didn't quite hype it up because it wasn't as good as Fade Phil, Fade Spieth, which from literally till Kingdom Come, it's 2 units on them every single week.
Yeah, it's been an 18 machine.
Brooks is getting there on every non-major tournament. He doesn't come with it.
I don't know. So you don't like him this week?
I don't like him anytime he's not at a major. And he always gets beat by the guys. A lot of times he's matched up with like, he's probably matched up against DJ, let me guess.
No, it's Hovland and Decky. So they got him with a little lower class. He's a dog. He's a big dog to both. But here's the thing. I don't think I would ever take him in a head-to-head again. I took him last week. That was stupid. I'm not doing that again because his floor is really just low. But as an outright at 25, bro, like, this is a major. Like, let's just say it right now. Like, to me, this is Jack's tournament, and all these motherfuckers respect Jack more than – it's like Jack Tiger. Arnie, too old. You're you know, rest in peace, brother. Like, you're done in terms of, like, the respect you're getting. It's Jack and it's Tiger. To me, these guys are going to take this shit really seriously. And again, this field, so this is – it's like a pseudo-major. It's almost like the fourth major since the British is gone. So we got Brooks at 25. What's that?
You guys got canceled.
Yeah. So
it's major or whatever.
Here's my question. If Brooks is 25 at the PGA, how fast are you betting?
Real quick.
Like, that's your first bet, right?
100%.
It'd be my first bet. And so he was there. And the thing about Brooks last week, he had the worst front nine ever. And then he almost did. And shout out to Lockie Lockerson who put me on this. He basically did what Gary did. He just missed the number by one. And then Gary went absolutely off and got top 5.
Yeah, I was wrong on Gary. I forgot to mention that. Oof, boy.
Yeah, it's fine. That's my boy. You'll be wrong. Let me. That's my brother. If Colin is my son, Gary's my brother. We're like the same age, you know. But anyways, but that's what my point is that Koepka could have easily done what Gary did last week, right? Whereas you make the Colin number and then you go 66, 66, and now all of a sudden you're top 5. Because he was playing really well down, you know, after he obviously missed the fucking cut, which sucks. But I don't know. I like him this week, man. I don't like him in head to heads, and I'm not going to bet him because he doesn't fit in the card well. And my numbers on him are not high, but there's something about this week that I really think he's going to perform. I really do.
He's almost like a ROM at regular events.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll take him over ROM.
Excuse me. He's not like ROM because ROM, we know what he's going to do. We do not know what Brooks is going to do.
No, Brooks is like the high variance guy, bro. Like, he's either going to win or he's going to miss a cut. Like, that's his thing. Rom, you know, he's going to top 30 and be a doughy Spaniard and, you know, hit wedges like 40 feet from the hole because he sucks at hitting his shit. So, I don't know. I think I'm not betting Brooks in any head-to-head. But if you're listening and you have an inclination to bet Brooks to win this thing, I support you. How about that? Is that fair?
How about this? There's no reason to get on Brooks pre-tournament. You can put him on your yellow, you know,
okay,
light list.
Wait, okay? How about this? You're gonna keep track of our yellow list now, all right? Aren't you keep our live list?
All right.
Brooks is a live guy. I agree with you. I have a couple live guys here, but Brooks is a live guy. I'm with you on that. Decky dead. We already talked about Tiger. Tiger's gonna win, so whatever. Let's. I don't even know. Can we just cut the pod? Like, Tiger's winning this shit. So just cut it. It's over. We're done.
Sure, fine, guys.
The GOAT. I'll cry. I honestly got you. I'd cry if Tiger won, probably. I cried when he won the Augusta, so I'll probably cry again. All right. So, Xander, Fowler, Berger, Woodland, Rose, Answer. I have a lot of guys in this group. And all my numbers are absolutely fucking gone. So, I'm not giving any fucking plus EV information. Xander is a perfect bet here.
Yeah. Let's check out Xander.
Ooh, let me tell you what. This is why. Listen to this. So, playing decent last week, 14th, nothing crazy, nothing to write home about. He's not super excited. This is why I like Xander this week. He gained 5 strokes on approach. He gained 6 strokes putting. Okay, so putting, a little random, fine. He's shown the ability to gain 6 strokes putting plenty of times in his career. More importantly, he's shown the ability to gain strokes on approach at an insane rate. He gained 10 in Mexico. He gained 8 at the Tour Championship last year. He gained 5.5 at Mexico the year before. I mean, the guy can hit irons. And the fact he just did, he lost a little off the tee, but he's also shown the lead off the tee game, right? Like, we've seen him gain 5 at the Schwab just a couple weeks ago. So, to me, if he puts it together, and he could run away with this thing.
Meh. Oh, no. Hell no. He definitely ain't running away with it.
Maybe not running away.
He's on my yellow list.
That's your boy.
You know what? And I'm
losing. That's your guy.
Back of my boys, by the way, because you were the one who said he never got him right, and I think I hit all of his outrights from
that. Yeah. So what are you doing? This is your dude. I'm telling you.
I'm not blind on him. You know what I'm saying? I know what he is. Like, he's basically like,
I can't believe you.
Just under Brooks.
Just under Brooks. To win, I think that's fair. I think his floor is way higher, though.
Actually, currently speaking, my guy is Webb and Hovland. Those are my
Hovland. Oh my god!
Yeah. Let me see his pull up his last 5 starts and tell me.
I don't have to. He does it all from behind. The dude's been in one. He's been in one like pressure pack situation his entire career.
Oh god! What was that noise?
I don't know. Starts with a W, ends with a claw. Anyways, Ricky Fowler's at 40-1. I know you can't feel good about that.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
And again, this is a marathon pod. We're breaking down every fucking golfer. So sit back, relax. Like, we're literally – this is what we do for majors. For all you new listeners, we literally go golfer by golfer and give something. So Ricky Fowler at 41 is an absolute fucking joke. He doesn't win any golf tournament 1 out of 40 times, let alone a major, which is what this field is. Talk about a fucking joke. That's awful. I'm not fading him in any head-to-heads because he has shown a high floor now. But to bet him outright, you got to be a complete fucking idiot.
No, I'm good. I don't think he can beat this field. I'll wait for like a secondary turn. I wish he'd go back to Phoenix or something.
Can Daniel Berger beat this field?
Daniel Berger's my boy.
Dude, that guy is so fucking good.
I've been so high on Daniel Berger. He's going to be like an automatic top 10. And the good thing is, like, if you think all these guys at the top are kind of rounding in the form, which means you're going to get a great price on Berger later on for, like, top 10s and stuff like that. So that's something I would really cue in. So mark that down for all you guys that are taking notes, which I think is very advisable.
I mean, Berger at 40, which is why I bet him, that's this disrespect.
Well, it's not disrespectful in this field. Maybe
you don't think so? I disagree with you. I think it is. Can I just give you Berger's last 5 tournaments? This is obviously pre-COVID, but 9th, 5th, 4th, win, 3rd.
And you know what? Very few people are talking. I think.
Why is that guy 5-1? Why is that guy 40? That last five. What in the world are we living in where that guy is 40?
Is the average guy walking to the desk.
Doesn't know
him. Doesn't even know his name.
This is one of my favorite plays all week. There's a really good argument. Shout out to my boy, Lockie Lockerson, who has basically told me that Berger has been the best player post-COVID. It's really hard to argue against.
I can make an argument for Hovland, actually, but
no, because Hovland hasn't won, so you can't.
Listen,
Berger has a first and a third post COVID.
All right, I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of a mic drop. Like the dude that won and got third. That's all he's played. He and the best thing about him at the Honda when he got fourth, he gained 6 strokes on approach. He gained 5.5 when he won at the Schaub. He gained 5 strokes putting at the Schaub and 5 strokes putting at the Heritage. This is a perfect spot for this dude, bro. Like, this is an insane number. This is my biggest edge this week is Berger.
I would actually like it better if the course – if we got a little bit of wind this week, which I haven't checked on.
Haven't seen.
If we get some wind this week, Berger's going to go up a ticket line.
Let me give you this. You ready? You might, because you haven't checked up the full tournaments, right? The head-to-heads runs. Okay, I have a head-to-head for you. Oh my God, you're gonna be so excited!
It's Berger versus Ricky. You damn sure got me.
It's Berger versus Ricky, and Berger's a fucking dog, bro.
This is where
Berger's a dog.
This is where name recognition and.
Berger's plus 105. I have it 2 units. I already bet 2 units.
12 o'clock.
Oh!
Boom, strike.
Oh! Boom! Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, my God. Who would
have thought? I have it 2 units. I'm not ready to drone it, but I have it 2 units.
What are we doing? What are you doing? Holding money, just waiting for
what? Bro, no, dude, bro. Drones don't lose. Like, that's just
– Ricky's playing better.
He's playing well. That's the problem. Is Ricky's playing too well? Ricky's floor has been right. His floor is high.
He ain't playing Berger. His floor is not high. He's playing better. That's two different things.
It's like top 30.
Bro, Berger is.
I'm with you.
Almost on web status right now.
Yeah, you can argue. Actually, yes, 100%. Again, that's a tuning to play for me. Listen, everyone, Berger over Ricky. Any way, shape, or form. You want to lay the stroke in half? Lay that fucking shit.
By the way, I've been doing and I will give Andy all the credit on that for actually doing
it. 100%. Shout out to Andy Mahler.
And it is saving money because it never comes into play, hardly ever.
Rarely. Especially in tournaments like this, it's going to probably get to 18, 19 under. The other thing that – I talked to Lockie about this. Shout out to Lockie. Like the one thing that is very difficult to quantify with the minus 1.5s is if your guy makes the cut and the guy misses is auto dub. Auto win, right?
I got you.
So it's really hard to like put the numbers in place for that. Working on that. I am working on that. I'm not, because I'm not smart enough to do any of that shit. But Lockie is. Anyways, Berger over Ricky is a bet. It's probably it's a 2-unit play for me for sure. So you know, whatever. If you can get Berger as a plus 105, BetOnline has Berger plus 105 to Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, good. Glad we agree. Mark that shit down, motherfuckers, because that's wild. Okay, next step. So we knocked all those idiots out. Gary Rose, answer.
Gary Rose, answer. I know who you're going with here.
Gary.
All over Abraham answer.
Oh God, yes.
Arguably top 5 hottest golfer going into Travelers. Was that the last time he contended?
Let me look real quick. Yeah, 11th at Travelers.
Yeah.
I mean, my two biggest edges this week, answer is actually number 1 and Berger's number 2. So I mean, that's a no brainer. The motherfucking dude, answer gained 12 strokes on approach in a golf tournament. Imagine.
Yeah, Answer. He it's like he keeps running into amazing performances by other people. I don't think he's playing bad, but other people just
no.
really great.
But it's also that's also the difficulty of getting over the hump when you're a young player, right? Like, it's really hard. It's really easy to play your game, but it's a whole nother world to beat a Webb or to beat a JT like my son did this week. Like, that's a whole nother echelon. So it's very difficult to get there. Not to say he can't, because I bet him this week. But that's why. It's because it's just really hard to beat guys who win all the time. You know, like, when those guys are in it, it's a different – like, they're used to it. They know it. They – you know, when they're over a 10, 15-footer, or fuck, for JT's sake, a goddamn 40-footer, whatever, like, they know what to do there. When you haven't won yet, it's so hard to be there with those guys, because you'll just – you're bound to make mistakes. You almost have to. And then you don't. Bro, and then you win. Does that make sense? So it's like
– that – I cannot emphasize this enough. What – Morikawa did this weekend.
Wow.
Because JT was kind of in this spot when he was kind of coming out on tour.
For sure.
And when you have that to draw on, to say, mm-hmm. I've been in this spot. I know where I'm at. I know what I'm capable of, even if I'm down. Remember, he was down three strokes with three mm-hmm. to play, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Kept grinding. He was 100%.
Bro. Listen,
21 to 18
under 18. Yeah. That showed me everything.
And JT fucked up. Don't get me wrong, JT fucked up. So it's not like he didn't go out there and make a bunch of birdies to get back, but he grinded. And here's what people don't understand: like, everyone, the people who are discounting it are like, oh well, you know, JT played like shit, motherfucker. The last three holes at Muirfield are the three hardest closing holes on tour.
He didn't play like shit to round three. I mean,
no, I know, of course. And but my point is like, you're going to make bogeys coming home. If you stick down and you make one birdie coming in, which he made, and then, you know, then you make a couple pars, you're bound to have the guy come back to you, because those are very difficult to hold. So my point is, with Answer, you could see it. I can envision a more, I think Morikawa is on a different level of elite from Answer, but at the same time, Morikawa can strike it. With Answer, or excuse me, Answer can strike it with Morikawa from the middle of the fairway.
Doesn't convert it quite.
Very few people can strike it with Morikawa and JT, and Answer is one of those guys who I think can. And so we're getting him at 50. That's a no fucking brainer.
Answer's got a really nice looking swing, but he's
it's beautiful. No, he can. He's one of the best iron players in the world. Yeah, not even a question. So I mean, to me, that's a wild number. That's a wild number. I got him at 50. That's a wild number.
All right. So
I'm okay. Rose, what are you doing with Rose?
Done. Sorry. Waiting, baby. Jesus, boy.
Is he on the list?
Not on my list. He might be on the Fay list.
Oh, so he's not even on the wait and see list?
I don't think he's, bro. I don't. And I hope they put up somebody really good against him this week.
I didn't see anything.
Probably be M. Probably like
M. Fucking M is just awful. Okay, so let me give you the Rose case. You ready?
Oh God, here we go. Go ahead.
A year ago, a little over a year ago, he was the favorite to win the Masters.
Yeah, I told you that last week.
But so can he flip it like that? And are we? Can we buy low? That's my argument.
There was a reason why he was the favorite at the Masters, and when he was the favorite. He missed the cut.
Yeah. Well, I prefer my narrative needs you to not mention that, by the way.
But, go ahead.
No, I mean, all we have him is he's a dog to Gary, which, I mean, I don't necessarily hate it, but he's a minus 37 to Gary. Let's see what he is here.
Nothing that's making
minus 30 to Gary. I mean, I would probably bet Gary, but I'm not super excited to pick on Justin. So you hate him. You might fade him. You're not fading with Gary because you hate Gary.
I don't hate Gary. I just
no, you're not a big fan though.
No. I hated Gary last week because he was losing strokes off the tee.
Yeah. Okay. How'd that work out? Anyways. Okay. Hey, there's certain guys, man. Like, you can't. Those are my dudes, man. I have a Mount Rushmore: Bryson, Reed, Gary, Morey. Four guys. I take it really offensive when you want to go the other way. Anyone else? I don't give a fuck.
trying to think who my guys are.
It's all. I'll take those four over you. I fucking love those guys. I don't care.
You're Bryson, Hovland, Kent, and Webb. And Webb.
I love Webb. Webb's on the bottom. I fucking love Webb too. He's such a grind. He might be the clutchest player. He fucked up at the whatever. I don't really care, whatever. But I mean the kind of putts he's made this year, it's crazy. Okay. Jason Day 50 to 1. Yeah. Reed 50. Finau 60. That's an interesting group.
I don't really see getting a bet right now on any of those guys.
Dude, Reed at 50, bro. Like, this is – we are the pioneers of anytime Reed's over X, we bet. Like, Reed is X number, we bet.
I think it is 50 because he was 60 at
the – No, moment. It's like 40. He's in the 40s. We bet. Auto. I'm not betting this week.
He's not exactly hidden. I could put him on the yellow list, though.
The problem I have with Reed, and I'm going to get this shit, so I'm just going to break it down as why I'm not betting Reed, because I bet Reed every single time he's over 30, to be honest with you. The dude has like 9 wins on tour, which is just insane. The problem with Reed is that he hasn't shown the ability to strike the golf ball well enough to win here in over a year. I'm just not sure where he is with his irons, but we can put him on – What's the wait and see list? What are we calling that? We need a drop for that list. Can you work on that for next week?
Caution list.
The what?
Caution. Yellow flag.
The yellow list. Yeah. Because I feel like we always give guys there and we don't bet them. Like Berger. Berger would have been on the list.
We have guys in contention. That's why we don't have to go to.
Right. Don't need to add to your card when you have 4 in the top 10. No, you're absolutely right. Reed, Finau at 60 is interesting. I'm not betting him there, but that's going to give us some nice top 20 numbers on your boy.
Yeah, he was.
Your boy.
He was on my.
I mean, you love him.
Well, I loved him because he and Justin Rose gave me a great bet. I had a bet on them to finish top 20 in all 4 majors.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That was a great bet, bro.
Man, love – Tony Finau's, you're one guy who you cannot look the other way on.
Did you see his Instagram post?
I don't know. I'm not on Instagram.
Okay. So, Tony
– Oh, God.
Been inspired by Bryson.
Oh, with the full golf swing?
That's his normal golf swing, but he didn't come on tour with that, by the way.
With the short one?
Yeah, the short one. That was not a normal golf swing.
The full golf swing, he got 205 ball speed.
Bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Listen to me. I'm going to give you a little story here.
Oh, here. Okay, so he's going to win this week or
no? No, I'm just going to tell you a little story. Tony, okay. Story time. Playing somewhere in Utah, and Lee Trevino was out there.
Lee Trevino
says, hey, Tony, I heard you can hit it pretty far. And he said, yeah, I hit it pretty good. The hole is 420. No wind. Okay?
Okay.
Tony Finau drives the green.
Okay. I'm not impressed yet.
Mr. Lee Trevino says, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
No.
Okay? Gets on the phone.
Okay.
And calls Callaway. And gets
God.
Cash to spur his career. Now that, my friend,
that's a great success story. And I love Tony Finau as a person. Sounds like a great guy. Did Callaway know that he'll never win a rogue golf tournament before when they signed him?
I'll make you a bet that he does.
I mean, we're coming to the point where he may never win one.
What did you get him? What is it, 60? Is that
60? Which, honestly, that's close to where he needs to be to bet.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing – I mean, we're getting down in the doldrums here.
Well, we still have some guys here. We have Spieth. you're good with Tony. How about Spieth, 70?
Golfers we hate.
Oh, anything? Golfers we hate. Golfers we
can't stand.
Speaking of Tony, the closest thing to a drone strike this week for me, Finau over Spieth. They're basically, it's like, Finau's like a minus 20. That's insane. Oh, shit, minus 56. Never mind. God damn, that thing moved. And then I'm getting Finau at minus 108, minus 1.5 strokes over Spieth. Closest thing to a drone that I've had all year. Closest thing.
Dude, we're doing good. Why don't you just go ahead and just do it, dog?
No, can't. They can't lose. They cannot lose. They don't lose. Don't look at me like that. They don't lose, bro. So I'm not giving it if the drones do not lose, man. So there's something here because Tony hasn't shown a whole lot. It's not ready yet. Dude, they will come. We need a little more data. They don't lose. I can't just throw them out there.
I mean, you can shit on Tony all you want, but guys,
he's a top 30 machine.
The antithesis of Jordan Spieth.
I mean, dude, it's so close. I mean, it's about as close as it gets. I mean, he hasn't had a great run here. Like, he's 53rd, MC 33rd. Like, you can't put a drone strike behind 50. This is Finau. 53rd, missed cut, 33rd. You don't get drone. You do not fly the fucking airplane or the drone for that strike if you're 53rd, MC 33rd. Cannot. So, no, not happening. Sorry, buddy. It's okay. Moving on. It's 2 units. I mean, come on, man. Leishman's a bet.
Really?
Yeah, Leishman's a bet.
Back to the train, huh?
Here's the thing. Look, I've set the standard for this week. You have to be able to gain 7 strokes on approach, and you have to be able to putt. Leishman, at his best, can do both. And we're getting him at 70. How many guys in this field can gain 7 strokes on approach in the tournament?
You believe in him?
I don't believe in him.
Oh, you think it was a one-off last week? Like,
No, I don't fucking believe in him at all. He's either going to win or miss the cut. I don't believe in him at all. It's 70-1. Dude, the thing, like I'm saying, betting someone outright is way different than betting someone fucking to win a golf tournament. It's the same thing. Listen to shit. He gained 6.5 strokes at the Sony. He gained 5 at the Farmers while gaining 8 putting. At the Arnold Palmer, he got 2nd, gaining 5 on approach and 6 around the green at putting. What the fuck are we talking about? This is perfect. Now, mind you, the last 3 times he played since COVID, he has lost a combined carry the 10 strokes putting. So he's not really in good form with this at all. But that's why we're getting him at this number. Could he flip it? Of course he could. Multi-winner on tour. Love it. 70-1. Come on, man. Your boy Hovland has never won in his life, and he's fucking 20. What are we even talking about here? He's never won. He's competed once, and he wasn't even – the back nine, he was completely out of it. Hovland has never had a back nine where he's like, oh, hey, I can win. Like, he could have maybe won this week, but like the guy's never been a back nine guy who can win a golf tournament. And he's 20. And Leishman has multiple wins, including one earlier. And he's 70. That's stupid.
All right.
And I'm talking outrights. I'm not looking at like the head to heads where like Hovland's floor is like, you know, insanely high. And I get it. Leishman missed a cut. He didn't play well. But can Leishman snap it around and gain 5 and 5?
Maybe.
Of course you can.
All right. Let's see here.
Okay. What's next? Neiman, Garcia, Casey, Horschel, Stroman, Fitzpatrick. I don't know, man. We're getting to the dregs. I almost bet Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Boy, bad taste in my mouth on Fitzy. I am pretty – I do like this guy, Walk. He shows me a lot of mock.
Never shows you a punter.
No.
He doesn't show me. I mean – I like Neiman too, man. That's a tough number. I mean, the guy is a fucking super elite ball striker with his irons.
Yeah, we're
he fits the mold. He really does. He really does. I mean, Sergio does too, though. This is the interesting group, man. Casey does as well. I don't know. This is a hard one. I just think the winner's coming from the top of the market, so I just left these guys alone.
Are we in bomb section now?
Yeah, let's drop some bombs.
Bomb, 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 bomb. You gonna?
That's awesome. Doc Redman was 35-1 a couple weeks ago. Now he's 120. Can we just throw him in the top 20 right now?
In my language here.
What the fuck is that? That's wild.
I'm gonna make it quick.
My dumbass bet him at 44-1 at the Rocket Mortgage. Now he's 120.
Yeah, because he finished like runner up there, right?
At the Rocket Mortgage?
No, two years ago. I think he was him and Lashley coming down the strip.
Yeah, because people fucking think that course history matters. But yeah. Whatever. But yeah, 120, that's an auto top 20. Oh my God, that's the best one.
Yeah, so this generally, this is a big tournament, so you guys are going to get some props for countrymen. So if these guys that we're mentioning happen to be from another country, go ahead and look into those if your book offers them.
Doc Redman is American. Do not bet him top American. That is throwing your money away. But yeah, you're right. A lot of these guys, like Joaquin Niemann, top South African. Is that going to be offered? Joaquin. Or South American? He's not from South Africa. What a fucking idiot. Crack another claw, you dumb fuck.
Top South American. Who does he have to be?
It'd be like Johnny Vegas, who's Colombian.
Bro, you know what? That might be actually a pretty good bet, actually.
I'm just saying.
Just bottom of the – I'm going to just list off my bombs.
Okay, go bombs.
Lanto.
Lanto?
I'm going Lanto.
What? Lanto. I'm going to have to push back.
Way down there.
No, he's terrible.
Lanto, Merritt, Streelman, Redman, and Hoffman.
Lanto's not terrible, I guess. Streelman's a bomb.
I mean, I don't know. Is he?
Hey, what's his number? Because I have him. He's super high. The dude missed three straight cuts, and now he's second, seventh. Yeah. Wild. Wild turn of events. Like, the guy just found it somewhere. It's super crazy. I don't even know what to think about that guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me just – I'm okay.
I mean, he's 70-1. Oh, that's a bomb. He's the same price as Leishman. You want to go Leishman? I'll take Leishman over Streelman. No, I wouldn't do that. Never.
You don't have to sell me on Leishman. I'm fine with that. And let me just actually go to my model, and I'm going to see the cheapest guy that – hold on.
Is it going to be Seifert, who I've been pronouncing wrong for the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, he actually made it happen for you. I'm going to give you credit on that.
Bro, my man, Seifert. Not even Seifert. I've been calling him Seifert. It's Seifert. God, who would have known?
It's okay, this is my model. I'm not going with Damon. I don't care where he is.
Damon.
I'm not going – I'm not gonna.
It's your boy HV3. Ugh. Corey Connors is. This is a great spot for him.
He didn't pop. Hold on.
Corey Connors is one of the best ball strikers in the world, and he's
22nd on my model.
Yeah, Corey Connors.
I don't mind a little. Yeah, I don't mind a little sprinkle on Corey Connors. All right.
How about Lucas Glover for you?
Yeah, Lucas Glover's popped a little bit.
I like Lucas.
If I can get it. What would you need on him for a top 25?
I think I'd flirt with like a 3.5, actually.
Yes. Boy, aren't you generous.
Well, okay. Like Sandover.
All right. Who are your
– Bomb, 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 bomb. You're going to
– God. Dude, that drop is like – I'm like awake. I love it. Bomb, 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 bomb. I mean, I'm not quitting Max Homa until he makes me a dime.
Happy birthday. Have at it.
I just can't. Yeah, Max, I mean, Van Ruin always pops, but I hate him. I'm done with that dude. HV3, too, it's the same thing. HV3 should be money here. He just can't putt. I don't know. I hate the bombs this week because to me, like, the top of the market is going to absolutely dominate this golf tournament. And I just don't see bombs like really, really hitting. So like DFS wise, like I just want I want to do like a very just a cash lineup almost for DFS, because I just think it's gonna be top of the market, guys. I think it's gonna be 71 or less, and they're just gonna win this shit, because to me, the field's too strong.
You know what? Let's do something fun.
Okay.
I'll go into DK and just like make.
No, I'm not doing that. No.
Make like one catch.
No, fuck that. No, I'm not doing that. I haven't even looked at DK. I think that no. No, I'd have a lot of Gary Woodland. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Gary's pretty good.
No, I look, we do play a DK, tune into the live stream. I'm not doing DK shit right now. I have to get into a whole other mindset to get into DK, because you have to look at ownership. It's just not just as easy as just pulling fucking guys.
I'll tell you one thing with DK. The more I do not give a shit about ownership, the better I do. It's just, this guy needs to put up this many points. I don't care what his ownership is. I'm telling you, I think that's the way you guys should go. If you're doing,
I disagree.
Okay.
Like Joel Damon this week was a full fade for me because he was like 20%.
But he's also a full fade for me because he's playing like shit.
What are you talking about? He's been playing awesome. No, last week.
I wasn't on Damon last week.
No. Anyways, okay. Do we have any more drops? We got hole in one shit. You want to talk about hole in one again, guys? Because that. I don't know if anyone wants to talk about that.
Hole in one. Will or will there not be?
Well, talk about a fucking whiff. we tried. I don't even have hole in one numbers this time. Look, guys. We tried, guys. I mean, we tried to have a fun new segment. We analyzed it. We broke it down. But I don't even see a number yet. They haven't even opened it on.
The detail that we broke it down.
Oh, my God. We spent 20 minutes.
First day.
Boop. Boop. Oh, and then it was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, a little unlucky there. You know what? Boop. Another one, like, right after it. There were three. God dang. Talk about sucking at something. That was bad, dude. But hey, you know, same analysis from last week. What number would you bet on?
I guess it's going to be lower because they hit it.
You guess?
20, I guess, around there. I bet it 120.
I mean, I'm bet any plus money, yes. I'm on.
Oh, you know what? I actually found those, hold on, those top countrymen bets, actually. Hold on.
Yeah, the hole in one thing. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully no one, like, you know, bet the mortgage on that. Just bet outrights and bet head-to-head. No, don't even bet outrights. Just bet head-to-heads. that's where we make our money. So you should make your money there, too. You talking about countrymen stuff?
What's up?
You looking for countrymen stuff?
Yeah, I'm looking for
countrymen. Yeah, I have some here. I have Euro, American, Asian, Australia-Asian.
All right, so we'll just, like – graze over these,
which I cannot win the Australia Asian one because I just keep betting Leishman over and over again, and he just keeps drumming me.
He's rest of the world, that's not as quite as good.
So I have and my numbers suck on this. Top American, we're not betting top American. There's no way. Top Euro, Rory and Hovland are the same. What the fuck? That is so stupid.
That's the one. The one I used to kill was Rory. I'm sorry, Matsu for top Asian at majors. I used to murder like for probably three.
Why are Rory and Hovland the same at a golf tournament?
Yo, check it. The one I've been beating up over the past few years has always been top GB in Ireland.
Okay.
And
I think I have that one. Oh yeah, I have GB Ireland.
Yeah. So
Rose, it's Rory is plus 125 over Rose, Fitzy, Casey, Poulter, Lowry.
Right. So you can get, like, if Rory is off, I'm not saying that he is, but the value on these other guys, you can take two or three guys sometimes in this Great Britain, Ireland spot and still be in a good spot.
I just can't believe that Rory and Hovland are the same price to do something at a golf tournament.
Yeah.
This has gone too far, man. This has just gone too far.
Notice they won't put that shit in a head-to-head, though.
Oh, hell no, because it would be absolutely murdered in 2 seconds. What the fuck are we doing with that, man? Top Euro, it's plus 250. And again, my local gives absolute shit odds. Plus 250, plus 250. For Rory McIlroy and Victor. Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland are the same price to win a golf tournament. Or to win something. The fuck, man? People are so stupid. Okay. I mean, I that actually makes me mad.
Okay, are we to the end of the pod, roughly?
Yeah, we got to cut this. We're running low on energy here.
All right, here we go.
Wrong drop. Fuck, man, you were doing so well. God damn it, you had it. You're pitching a fucking no-no.
Here we go.
Okay. I love Webb so much. I know you do too.
Okay.
So Webb, Xander, Berger, Answer are my four.
Webb, Xander,
Berger, Answer are my four who are just wrong. Those numbers are wrong.
It's almost
outright.
Almost like a little rap.
Webb, Xander, Berger, and I don't have the ear for the music like you do, brother. Webb, Xander, Berger, Answer. Those are my four guys who I have the biggest edge on.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree. I'm on those as well.
Okay.
I'm not going to hate you if you take Bryson this week. Actually, anybody? Mm-mm. Not going to hate you at all.
Not even no problem with that. And let us know. Let us know if you're taking Bryson. If you're saying, "Fuck what you guys have to say," I'm just taking Bryson. I'm done. Love to hear it.
Cantlay is on my card this week.
Okay.
I believe you mentioned Webb.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to have pretty much the same card this week.
Okay. Looking at are you done?
Looking at my stars. Hold on. Just making sure I did not overlook anybody. Of course, I'll put the card out also.
Let me give the head-to-heads that I bet. Because I have some head-to-heads I haven't mentioned yet that I bet. And guess what? You have to wait till the end of the podcast to listen to these motherfuckers. And all of you people who didn't wait until the end, you will not get these numbers because they will get moved because I'm going to release the card. And I'm not moving the numbers, but the numbers will move. Right. I bet Glover over Scheffler, minus 102. I bet Harry English over Binion, minus 111. Finau over Spieth, which I already mentioned. Berger over Ricky, which I already mentioned. Those are both two unit bets. And Rahm over, and DJ over Rahm at plus 111. So the ones that you guys haven't heard, Glover over Scheffler, English over Binion, those numbers are going to be gone if you don't listen to this shit and bet it before I release. I promise you.
One more time for the listeners, because you know they fall off.
Glover over Scheffler, English over on. Everything else is I already talked about. Finau over Spieth, Berger over Ricky, DJ over Rahm. Those are my bets this week so far. Not a good ad, but those are what we got so far.
Okay, guys. With that being said, I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to the For Profit Podcast. I'm dropping some new shit on the outro.
Hey!
Thank you for listening. Hey, by the way, subscribe, review,
boom.
Rate. Five stars.
Retweet.
Hey, send us DMs.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we love all that stuff. Thank you so much. And we out this bitch.
Peace out.
How many multimillionaires are you wearing, kid? What they name, what they cost, and are they relevant? When you with them, tags off, do you feel better, man? styles change like they promise you a weatherman. And let these brands tell you they don't give two shits about you. And they gon' go about their business either with or without you. You claim you give up shopping.